An 18-year-old has died after being shot by a Wethersfield police officer over the weekend. Family members are calling for the dash cam footage of the incident to be released. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay has more from a protest that was held outside Wethersfield Police Station Monday.
Justice for Julo!
Justice for Julo!
Justice for Julo!
His nickname was Chulo. While Anthony Jose Vega Cruz still remained on life support Monday evening after being shot over the weekend, his friends and family gathered to demand answers and justice.
Here again, another. We have lots of questions.
Lots of questions.
A lot.
No answers.
None.
None.
Not even one. None.
That's Bishop John Selders and Cruz's brother, Anthony Colon.
Basically, he's gone. He's gone. That's why we're here. We want justice. We're not.
According to police, they attempted to make a stop because they claimed the license plates did not match the car Cruz was driving. Cruz tried to avoid being pulled over. They claim he hit a police car, then drove toward an officer on foot, who then shot into the car. Wethersfield police officers do not wear body cameras.
Release the dash cam! Release
the dash cam! Dashboard camera footage hasn't been released by New Britain's state's attorney's office, which is handling the investigation alongside Connecticut State Police. Wethersfield police say the officer who shot Cruz has been placed on administrative leave. Jenna Arcata and her daughter heard the gunshots from their home nearby.
A question to me the minute I told her to go in her room because I didn't know what was going on was, will my daddy or I get shot if we drive in Wethersfield? And that, for mom, that pissed me off.
Arcata's daughter is half black. She says they moved to Wethersfield from Hartford in hopes of being safer. Cruz's nephew, Devon Colon, says that's the same reason his uncle moved out of the city. Colon is 17. They grew up together.
He would be here if it was somebody else. He would be here. And I'm going to be here for him. I'm going to be here for him because I know he'd be here for me.
After the protests in Wethersfield, family members, friends, and supporters went to Cruz's childhood home in Hartford, where a vigil with balloons, candles, and pictures filled the sidewalk. This is the second officer-involved shooting in the past week in Connecticut. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.